Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Our doors are wide open, and we invite you to come on in. If you've been a person who's ever found yourself in a hole, financially or relationally, maybe not so deep, but maybe at least dip-like, we're here to help you today. We're going to give you much intentional living encouragement as we hear the stories coming in right now from all over the country of people who have been in a dip or in a hole in life, and they're going to tell you exactly what they learned and what they did. I am Dr. Randy Carlson, and welcome to Intentional Living Center, a spot from which we, as a group of committed followers of Jesus Christ, have one goal, and that is to come alongside of you to help you live out your purpose for being on this planet and to live every day intentionally for Christ and to finish strong. And that's the only reason we are here to do this today, to talk about the dips in life. You know, there's a stretch of road about 10 miles long right near where my wife Donna and I live. And it's a busy road, two-lane road, but it has dips in it. And it's the kind of driving that you're driving along, and then the car in front of you see disappear over the hill, and you just see the top, or it disappears, and then you go down, and you disappear, and then you're up and down. You know what I'm talking about. You've been on roads like that. Kind of fun for kids when they're little, sitting in the back seat. Whoa, you know, but I'll tell you, that's the way life can be. We're either going down into a dip, coming out of a dip, on top of a hill, going back down. Sometimes the dips are deep. Sometimes we linger there a long time. Sometimes we just get sidetracked and we get pulled off the road and we're stuck. And maybe you've been there. As Christians, what do we do? We're not immune from this. Following Christ is not a mountaintop experience all the time. We have our moments, but so do those in the world. We all have dips. We all have valleys. We all find ourselves in places we didn't want to be. Thinking throughout my own life, I can think of many times my wife and I, or myself, in a dip, struggling. And what do you do when you're there? Today, we're going to share some stories that are coming in from around the country. I'm thinking of people who maybe experienced dips in their life. A teacher, for instance, once told this young man that he was too stupid to learn anything and that he should go into a field where he might be successful by virtue of his pleasant personality. And, of course, that was Thomas Edison. That was a dip in his life. Here's a gentleman who was fired from a newspaper because he lacked imagination. That was what was put on the document for his dismissal. He had no original ideas, quote unquote. That must have been a low point for Walt Disney. See? Here's a woman that was dismissed from drama school with a note that read, "Wasting her time, she's too shy to put her best foot forward," quote unquote. You know who that is? Lucille Ball. Well, those are just some examples, but you know, sometimes it can be a dip of finances. It can be a dip going through a marital challenge or health issue. How do you handle it? I'll tell you what, I've got some things I want to share today that are intended to help you be encouraged from the Intentional Living Center.
Hello, Brother Randy. This is Terry, and I have recently moved to Odessa, Texas, and am the new minister to families with children, and absolutely love holding the babies, teaching the Bible stories, and doing what God has called me to do. I had a marriage that I thought was wonderful, four children, and we were in a wonderful ministry that God called us to, and my ex chose to pursue other men and pursue prescription pills. It has been a long, hard battle. She moved them back to Oklahoma, and it's been very hard for me to see my children. So I have intentionally loved on my children and spent time with them when I can, and the family is broken. But I have intentionally pursued healing through celebrate recovery, for abandonment and loneliness issues, and being a minister to children for all these years, it's been very hard to not hold my own children. But God has provided grace, peace, and so I'm pursuing the healing that I need. But I thank you for your lesson and your message on leaning in, because I'm certainly leaning in to God's healing today. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, you got to lean into life. You know, I think there was a book written on that title that became controversial. But, you know, my whole approach of leaning into life is, God, doesn't intend for us to lay back, and during difficult times to be able not to give up and give in, but to lean in, to trust God, to lean into Him completely. It's key. All right, let's hear some stories here. David's in Texas. David, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What'd you learn in the low point?
To look up, you know. It was so hard to do it on my own, but once He helped me with the strength that I needed, my circumstances never changed, but He was holding my hand through it.
How low did you get?
I got pretty low. I had lost my job, and I was facing prison time on probation and, you know, contemplating suicide because I felt like it was the only way out, but which was a lie. So once I reached to the Lord, you know, He just took my hand and He helped me go through it. Now I got a month left on my probation. I'm finally going to get off.
Good for you.
Years.
Much encouraged now?
Yeah. Yes.
What was the one thing that made a difference, David?
Knowing that I wasn't going through it by myself, and He's going to be able to take me through it because He loves me.
Yeah, that's the key. All right, brother. God bless you as you get out free of this and see that in the rearview mirror moving ahead with great encouragement. Thanks for sharing with us. Shelley, let's go to Arizona. Shelley, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Randy. And I thank you and your team for the blessings that you allow the Lord to give people who are willing to listen. And
well,
I can tell you, I could call in every time you talk. And I have self-inflicted some things and also had some misdiagnosis health-wise. I've suffered every dip, financial, marital. I'm learning to raise my children the right way, and they're grown. I have grandchildren, so I feel blessed that I'm learning where my mistakes were in raising my children, where my mistakes were that cost me my marriage. And the biggest mistakes were not continuing to listen to Family Life Radio, because I've met you in person. I've even been to one of your marriage programs that you put on, the weekend marriage programs. And that was the best blessing for our marriage for a short time, but we didn't follow through and find something local to continue. So I'm sad to say, because I was living in my own free will, and my husband went into his free will, the marriage has dissolved, and it's a ripple effect. It didn't affect just us. It affected our children. It affected our grandchildren, and it affected our close family members, because we did survive it for 23 years.
Well, I'm sorry that you've gone through that, Shelley, but you make a really important point. I'm honored that you would reference our radio and our Intentional Living Ministry, but obviously we all know that it's not a person or personality. It's Christ. And you really gave the intentional living message. I've talked to enough people who teach, and as a teacher myself, to know that we do not lack information. We don't lack knowledge in our culture. We get more information on one visit to the website today than most people 150 years ago might get in a lifetime. It's just available everywhere. You can Google anything. It comes down to intentionality, and that's why we believe this message is so powerful for this generation, because it is a matter of actually how we live every day, making intentional decisions that become transformational in our life. And I think that's what I'm hearing you say. It's not a matter of knowledge. It's a matter of follow-through, Shelley, is what I heard you say.
Absolutely, and I believe that my marriage would have survived, and we would have saved ourselves a lot of heartache and everyone around us a lot of heartache if we weren't so busy trying to fight over the stupid things like which way to flip the toilet paper on the roll. You know, just choose things that were important in life, agree on how the parents, the parenting skills, and respect each other. We lost all any form of respect for each other, and it became a war zone.
Oh, boy.
For the smallest of things that didn't even mean anything, Randy. And I'm so thankful that the Lord has revealed all these things through listening to you. And He's talking through you to me so many times. Same things on the parenting skills. And I've done the financial dips. I've had the roller coaster ride on that, and that one didn't scare me anymore. The Lord always brought me out, but I didn't see that it was the Lord bringing me out. I looked at it as me bringing me out.
Well, it's a privilege to be able to speak to you and to hear your story today, Shelley. Thank you for your kind words. And again, it comes back not to a personality or but to a decision to be intentional. Thank you, Shelley, for your call. I appreciate it. If you find yourself in a pit today or in a hole or in a dip, what do? Well, the first thing we suggest is you stop digging. I think sometimes we get in a hole and we keep digging. Stop digging. That's the very first thing. There's some other things you can do, too, and I'll tell you what they are here in just a minute.
I'm Parkey Thompson with your Intentional Financial Minute. The last few years have been financially trying to many of us. It was just a few years ago that you felt you were well on your way to a successful career, maybe a great business startup, and definitely everything was within your reach. Then the unthinkable happened, and you found yourself not just thinking about bankruptcy, but actually calling the attorney and ultimately filing. Wow, you never saw this coming, and now you believe your financial life will never be the same. Well, stop right there. Don't believe it. You can and you will recover if you will be intentional in your new approach. Carefully analyze what put you in the position the last time. Did you have a sound and intentional business plan? Did you get way beyond your means and take on debt? Were you living larger than you should have been? Don't let yourself be in that position again. There is life after bankruptcy. As you get back on your feet, intentionally focus on how you can avoid the same mistakes, learn from where you were, and position yourself to never find yourself there again. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
Thank you, Parkey. Good advice. You know, we had Stuart Briscoe, some of you know the name, well-known teacher, writer, pastor, Stuart and Jill Briscoe. They were in the studio here yesterday. We were talking about this thing of living intentionally and taking action, and we don't need more knowledge. We don't need more information. We don't need another sermon. We need to live it. He made this statement, when all is said and done, a lot more will be said than done. I think that sort of speaks for itself. All right. Betty's on the line in Texas. Betty, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Thank you, Randy.
Tell us your journey on this, getting into a hole and getting out.
Well, my situation was, you were talking about being a teacher. I was a teacher for years, and I was politics and school systems go together, and they found a way to get rid of me. And but I played it cool and was able to resign at the right time, but still, my finance went down in the hole like you wouldn't believe, and then I found a little job and made ends meet for a little while, and then I lost that job. And I had to find out who the Holy Spirit was and then start trusting. And the one thing I did learn is the patience of giving it to Him and waiting.
Boy, that's a hard thing because we want to fix things, don't we, Betty? We want to jump in and make it right. Those of us who tend to be high controllers, leaders, those who like to fix things, it's easy for us to jump in. And learning to really trust at times, knowing that we have no control. We have control of so very little. And allowing God through His Holy Spirit to take the lead is such an important part of the process. And that's the good news. How are you doing today, Betty?
Well, I struggled, and I got on disability, and I think that was God, too. He just, when things fit, they fit. But I'm still not where I wanted to be, but I'm learning to trust, and I'm learning that intentional living is a very important part of it.
Boy, it's the key. And it's not because that's what we call our ministry. It's because it's a fact of life. Those who are intentional are more likely to be successful at what matters most than those who are not. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate your call. A book that I wrote a number of years ago called Father Memories, How to Discover the Unique, Powerful, and Lasting Impact Your Father Had on Your Life. I remember putting in it a poem that I'd found about the pit, and I was looking through the book before I came in the studio on page 185. There it is. It's called The Pit. I think it sort of exemplifies what you're all facing today and what we all face when we fall into a pit. Here's what it says. A man fell into a pit and couldn't get himself out. A subjective person came along and said, I feel for you down there. An objective person came along and said, it's logical that someone would fall down there. A Pharisee said, only bad people fall into a pit. A mathematician calculated how he fell into the pit. A news reporter wanted the exclusive story on his pit. A fundamentalist said, "You deserve your pit." An IRS man asked if he was paying taxes on his pit. A self-pitying person said, "You haven't seen anything until you've seen my pit." A charismatic said, "Just confess you don't have a pit." An optimist said, "Things could be worse." A pessimist said, "Things will get worse." But Jesus, seeing the man, took him by the hand and lifted him out of his pit. That's the real message today as we talk about getting in the hole, being stuck in the hole. Ultimately, it's trust in God the Father, His Son, Jesus, and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. That's the message from Intentional Living. I'm taking the title from a prayer that was prayed by a 13th century monk. He's known as St. Francis of Assisi in Italy. And it was a prayer that says, "Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." When we think of change, there's a law of change that says nothing stays the same. Everything is either getting stronger or weaker. Boy, that is an absolute law. And as you know, a law is something that doesn't change from generation to generation. It was true for our ancestors, and if God tarries, it'll be true for those yet to follow. The law of change. And in this month's lesson to members, I really unpack what it means to have the courage to change, to have the courage to change in your life those things which need to be changed and the things that you have control that you can change. So it's a very practical, very helpful lesson. And I would say to our members, thank you for your support. That's why we send you these teaching, because we know that you're on this journey with us, and we want to encourage you in the process. If you're not a member, well, you know what I'm going to say? Come and join us today, and I'll make sure you get this CD in the mail along with our new member kit. Very simple. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. And I'd like to be able to mention your name in the days ahead to say thank you. Thank you for joining us. Your support is essential to the ongoing of the Ministry of Intentional Living.
Anyone can visit Washington, D.C., but you can join Dr. Randy Carlson for something even bigger. The Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour this October is so unique. Beyond the historian-guided tours and sites, beyond the brand-new 430,000-square-foot Bible Museum, you'll have the opportunity to join Dr. Randy and the tour group to pray for our nation and our nation's leaders. The Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour is your chance to explore and discover our nation's true Christian heritage. But October will be here before you know it, so make plans now to join us October 10th through the 16th. Go to theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
You know, we are really pumped about this. A first of its kind for us and for anybody to really have these special tours of Washington, D.C. from a Christian biblical perspective. And we're going to begin at the Museum of the Bible. We're going to have a week where it's going to be fellowship with other believers, seeing our nation's capital from a whole new perspective, touring the White House. We're going to go through the Capitol building. We're going to be seeing the archives and the museums. We're going to be taking a trip out to Mount Vernon to see the home of George Washington. And we're going to be having time together, and we're going to be really unpacking in a new way, understanding God's influence through His Word on our nation's capital. All of this about 3 weeks before the election, a time of really praying and fellowship. It's a great vacation, plus a beautiful time to be in Washington, D.C., October 10 through 16. Hey, listen, you've been waiting. Get your tickets. Get registered. Come on, join us. It'll be a vacation with a purpose. Information available at theintentionallife.com under events. And Don and I and our team look forward to seeing you in Washington.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right, that's absolutely so. Thank you, Kurt. And just before We get back to our callers and pull together this topic today as we try to together climb out of a hole. You ever dug a hole? You know, usually you dig a hole and you put a tree in or a plant. That's fine. But think about the holes we dig and then we jump in ourselves, which can be fun when you're a kid, right? You know, you dig a little 2-foot hole and you jump in. But when you dig a big, big, big hole in life, financially or relationally, and you end up falling in, it can be pretty overpowering. You know, one of the passions we have, here it is, intentional living. Our goal is to help you experience God's intentional love for your life, to discover God's loving intentions for how you live your life, and then transforming both into your daily habits. That really is what intentional living is all about. In our upcoming Hope for Your Home conference, Dr. Kevin Lehman and I are going to have such a great time. We are excited about what's going to be happening in Phoenix at Glendale Nazarene Church in just 10 days. On Saturday, October the 21st, we're going to be unpacking for marriage and for parenting, for couples and for parents, what it means to have intentional love. What does it mean to make your children mind without losing yours? I'm going to share with you the pillars of intentional living for marriage. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic, fun time. You know what? Listen, we are just a few days away. This Friday is the last opportunity to get in on sort of the early bird discount ticket discount that we put in place from the ministry to encourage you. And so we're wrapping that up here in just, several hours. So if you've been waiting, I encourage you to get your tickets for Glendale, Saturday, April 21st. Do it today. Go to theintentionallife.com. Okay, Bobby's in Tennessee. Welcome to the program. What's your story today, Bobby?
Well, the one I picked, I could have picked a number of things, but the one I picked, I hope helps someone, is when you're in a lot of pain, it's hard to look up and not be depressed and not hurt. And I was suffering from very bad arthritis. I feel like the bionic woman. I had a knee replaced, a hip replaced, and then I fell broke my shoulder. And that had to be operated on 3 times. And then I had other problems, and I got shingles. And, I mean, it just seemed to go on forever.
A little Job-like, huh?
Yeah, it was tough.
What have you learned?
You will come out the other end. You will, if you can just hang on and find something to look up and be grateful for, and find something, someone to love on, and give something back of yourself. And you think you've got nothing. I had a mom who committed suicide, and she felt she had nothing, but that's not true. That's a lie. Even if you're at your very end, there's always something you've got to give someone.
Good reminder, Bobby. If we look at the half-empty or half-full cup, and some of us, it's easy to look at the half-empty part of it, isn't it? Thank you for sharing today from Tennessee and others who have been trying to get through. I want to take just a minute or two as we get close to the end of the program, because our time is short, and pull all this together in terms of the pit that you may be in today. And, of course, the first thing you do when you're in a hole is stop digging, right? Unless you intend to keep digging. If that's the idea, that you're trying to dig a hole, that's one thing. But if you're in a hole and you want to get out, stop digging. And, of course, prayer. I think prayer is such an essential part of our Christian experience, to stop and pray and ask God to be with you in the pit or in your spot that you're in today. The third thing is perspective. And I think Bobby just mentioned that. There's a perspective. You will get through this. This is not... You know, you're not going to be where you are today a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months. It may not get necessarily where you thought you were going to be, but life has a way of changing and progressing. Get your perspective. And then as you pray and look at your perspective, have a plan. A plan that includes some positive intentional action to move you in a healthy direction. And then take action to pursue that plan and trust God. I found something from Woodrow Kroll. He is from Back to the Bible, and he calls it Start Over, and I want to just read it as we close the program today. I'm not one that reads poems necessarily on the air, but I think this will be encouragement to those who are in a pit today. And it goes like this. When you've trusted God and walked his way, when you've felt his hand lead you day by day, but your steps now take you another way, start over. when you've made your plans and they've gone awry, and when you've tried your best and there's just no more try, when you failed yourself and you don't know why, start over. When you've told your friends what you plan to do, when you've trusted them and they didn't come through, and now you're all alone and you feel like it's up to you, start over. When you failed the kids and they've grown and gone, when you've done your best but it's turned out wrong, and now your grandchildren have come along, start over. When you've prayed to God so you'll know His will, when you've prayed and prayed, you don't know now what to do. When you want to stop because you've had your fill, start over. When you think you're finished and you want to quit, when you've bottomed out in life's deepest pit, when you've tried and tried to get out of it, start over. When the year has come long and the successes are few, and when December comes and you're feeling blue, God gives a January just for you. Start over. Starting over means victories won. Starting over means a race well run. Starting over means God's will be done. Don't just sit there. Start over. I think that's a good reminder today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. When I dipped into my depression, I like how you use the word dip, first of all, because that's what it felt like. It was a roller coaster ride, and I never quite knew when I was going to dip down until I was already in there. I prayed really hard. Through the grace of God, I made it out. I came up with a list of things I needed to work on in my life to do the footwork. And once I began doing the footwork and praying really hard to God, that the blessings began coming in. I knew in my heart and in my soul that I was doing the right thing and I was in the right place. And as far down as I got in my economic situation and my marriage and everything in my life, I knew that I had hit the bottom and that I was working my way to the top.
Great testimony. Listen, we packed an awful lot into a half hour. This is a program you might want to copy and send the audio file to someone in the world who's just as feeling in a pit today. Much encouragement. And if you're listening to this somewhere on the planet, God loves you. He cares for you. He sent His Son to die for you. And whatever pit you're feeling in today, you feel stuck, God is there to lift you out of it through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we have a free booklet online at theintentionallife.com, taking that first step to know what it means to be a follower of Christ. We're there for you. We'll see you next time.